This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Kenya's Supreme Court on Monday unanimously upheld William Ruto's presidential win in a scathing judgment that blasted opposition leader Raila Odinga's accusations of cheating. Soon after, Odinga tweeted he would respect the ruling, even though he disagreed with it, easing fears that Kenya would see any repeat of the violence that followed disputed votes in 2007 and 2017. Several public figures and anti-corruption campaigners, including some who had backed Odinga, welcomed the judgment, saying it bolstered the court's reputation for independence. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken congratulated Ruto on his election victory and said Washington commended him and other candidates for abiding by the Supreme Court's ruling. There's been tension in East Africa's most wealthy and influential nation since the August 9th elections, which pitted Ruto, a former chicken seller, against members of the nation's two most powerful political families. Canadian police are searching for two men suspected of killing 10 people in a series of stabbings in an indigenous community in a nearby town. The massive manhunt for the perpetrators of one of the deadliest attacks in the nation's history stretched into its second day Monday. Authorities have said some of the victims were targeted and others appeared to have been chosen at random. The series of attacks took place at the James Smith Cree Nation and in the village of Weldon in the Saskatchewan province. Officials have given no motive for the crimes, but a senior Indigenous leader suggested drugs were somehow involved. Police believe the suspects were last spotted around midday on Sunday in the provincial capital of Regina. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The fighting, the Zaporizhzhia power plant, and disputes over pipelines will dominate political discussions on Ukraine this week, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
UN nuclear agency inspectors are scheduled to brief the Security Council on Tuesday about their inspection and safeguard visit to the Ukrainian power plant. Much of the Zaporizhzhia region, including the key city of Melitopol, had lost power for some time on Sunday, caused by earlier shelling. EU energy ministers, too, are down to hold an emergency meeting on Friday to discuss the bloc's electricity market, which European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said is no longer operating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Refugee Agency has rushed in more desperately needed aid to flood-stricken Pakistan as the nation's prime minister traveled to the south, where rising waters of Lake Manchar pose a new threat. Two UNHCR planes touched down on Monday in the southern port city of Karachi, and two more were expected later in the day. A third plane with aid from Turkmenistan also landed in Karachi. While the floods in recent weeks have touched much of Pakistan, the southern Sindh province, where Karachi's the capital, has been the most effective. More than 1,300 people have been killed, and millions have lost their homes in flooding caused by unusually heavy monsoon rains in Pakistan this year that many experts have blamed on climate change. The partner of a man suspected of trying to assassinate Argentine Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has been arrested as investigators tried to determine if the attack was part of a wire plot. She was detained at a train station in the capital. She hasn't been charged, but officials are looking into whether she had any role in the September 1st incident in which a man pointed a pistol at Fernandez and pulled the trigger, though the gun did not fire. Officials are also trying to determine how data apparently had been wiped from a cell phone seized by the main suspect. Recapping our top story, Kenya's Supreme Court on Monday unanimously upheld William Ruto's presidential win in a scathing judgment that blasted opposition leader Raila Odinga's accusations of cheating. Soon after, Odinga tweeted he would respect the ruling, even though he disagreed with it, easing fears that Kenya would see any repeat of the violence that followed disputed votes in 2007 and 2017. Several public figures and anti-corruption campaigners, including some who had backed Odinga, welcomed the judgment, saying it bolstered the court's reputation for independence. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.